This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. Something you probably think about every day is making sure you drink enough water. Something you may not think about every day is that your body is made up of about 60% water. Water. It's our most precious resource. That's one reason pianist Alain Grimaud teamed up with conceptual artist Douglas Gordon last year to perform in a flood of water in the middle of a 55,000-square-foot performance hall. The installation was called Tears Become, Streams Become, and was created for the Wade Thompson Drill Hall at New York's Park Avenue Armory.
I've played the program in the traditional pure form, and I had my doubts about how difficult it was going to be to, you know, take the people along for that journey. And it worked beyond my expectations. I mean, it wasn't even planned that this would become the sound of the recording. And then once, you know, we listened to it, it was so special. You know, most of the audience was suspended in midair on that balcony. And by the time the floor of the armory was flooded, you couldn't tell. I mean, you lost all sense of orientation. You could not tell what was the ceiling, what was the floor. The beautiful industrial ceiling of the space was reflected, of course, on the surface of the water. And it was like being in a matrix.
I asked Alain how water became her primary focus for this project, which has now evolved into her latest recording.
It was something which I always wished to explore, and it was the just the beauty, the poetry of this music, which led me to wanting to, you know, make a program out of it and a recording. That was the first motivation. You know, once you start to think about water as a source of inspiration and as a metaphor, as it was for all these creators and artists who were inspired by it, you, of course, cannot help but start to look into simply water as a source of life, as the most essential resource that we all depend on. So the repertoire is wonderfully poetic and evocative and atmospheric and deals with so many of the aspects of water and the you know, different incarnations of water, except perhaps for the destructive power of that element, which is not represented here.
You do seem to represent water in a more powerful way, though, even through the performances of these pieces, which in some cases, like the Ravel, you know, sometimes they're performed in a more, for lack of a better word, delicate fashion. But your presentation of it is a little more direct, a little more forceful. Do you agree with that, perhaps?
I'm happy that you mention it, because it's true. I feel, you know, there is that raw raw nature of the element that you feel. And it is. I mean, this is what makes water so fascinating. It is an irresistible force. It's ever-changing. I mean, it is a driving force of all nature. And it's full of paradox, because it can be so sweet and so violent at the same time. And so, I mean, even in Les Jeux d'eau, for example, in fact, indeed, the Ravel piece, you have to always feel that power which is lurking.
Alain's other partner for this project was composer Nitin Swani. His role was to provide the connecting tissue between these pieces.
And what I love about these transitions is that they're so respectful of the original material and so incredibly creative. I mean, each one is a totally different language if you listen to the sounds and the way they're being used and the instrumentation. So it's quite a beautiful mosaic, which, you know, just makes the journey even richer.
Water, a new recording featuring pianist Alain Grimaud, who offers you the chance to reflect on one of our most precious resources through the beauty and poetry of music. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.